a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Going to Adelaide, but also Queensland for this one, mate.
Yum.
So, I don't know. Everyone's in Adelaide. Let's go to Queensland instead.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a warning that's being sent out. If you listening this morning love to get involved with a little bit of cheeky shoplifting, just a little bit of sort of, you know, harmless fun.
Let's
pop this down my pants and see if I can get out the door.
Yeah.
Just that type of vibe.
Mm.
Look out, because they're coming for you. The meat hunters.
Meat hunters. Mm. I think I've seen that show, like 3 a.m. on SBS.
I think the guy's name's Dog.
Yeah.
Meat hunter. An Aussie supermarket is hitting a major milestone by introducing a new device to stop people stealing expensive items from their stores, namely meat.
Okay.
Right, you know.
Well, people can't afford to live at the moment,
know,
so,
right?
You know.
I know, right? But it's not Drake's fault. Drake's supermarket, 67 of them across South Australia and Queensland, right? So they're a little independent.
Mm.
Certainly not one of the big couple, big three or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, you've seen all the supermarkets with steaks and stuff. They've got the beeper now on, like, so it'll beep if you've got it in your jocks on the way out. They are taking it next level and putting, you ready for this? GPS trackers.
Oh, pee off.
In their steak.
Yeah.
Not in, on the packaging.
Yeah.
It's not in the meat. The high-tech box will be used to enclose expensive cuts of meat, such as Wagyu beef, an item that is often stolen from their store because of the high price tag. So it is a higher-end supermarket.
Yeah.
But obviously they are getting flogged left, right and centre. Each box has built-in GPS tracker, so if it leaves the store without a cashier removing the meat item from the box, the technology kicks in to help the store hunt down the location. Meat hunters are coming for you.
And like, you just know there's not going to be a line of 5-6 people waiting for the one poor person that they put on the register that day
to be clicking off all the meats.
Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Mate, working at Blockbuster, I used to have to do that.
What, meat hunt?
No. No. When I was
working, was behind the curtain?
There was not a lot of meat hunting going on when I was at Blockbuster. It was not very popular.
Disgusting.
Look out, they are coming for you. Step away from the meat.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's fun going to the playground with the kids sometimes and sometimes it's not. And it depends on the playground a lot of the time. It depends on the equipment and sort of how dangerous it is and how closely you have to supervise the children and sort of how the rest of your day's gone. There's a lot of factors,
Isn't there a playground that you go to that's got like a drawbridge that's like 10 feet up and it's just got holes in it, and so young kids are just crawling across that?
Oh, yeah, where was that?
Like rope bridge or something. So I got to basically be under the thing just in case my child falls through.
There's a bit of that gear going on at Miller's in Lara, but I don't think that was that one. There was one that they'd rebuilt. Oh, it's down here on the waterfront.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one?
At Cunningham Pier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, this is a playground for all children as long as they're 12 or older.
Yeah.
Cool. And obviously, you know, not differently abled.
Yeah.
So there's a particular playground in Lara right next to the Coles there, and it's sort of primary school, public school, like high school adjacent, library adjacent, skate park adjacent. So there's all sort of that in the vicinity of this one playground. And our girls, like, love it because when we pull up at Coles to park, they see it out the window and they're like, can we go to the park? Can we go to the park? They're always asking to go, can we go to the playground? And I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate that playground,
the
one next to Coles in Lara, because it's dirty and you get punk kids come that are from like the high school and stuff. And
what, are they just standing around?
No, they don't bully me. Because if I see
you're
them.
You're very triggered by
punk
kids.
If I see them hanging around, then it's absolutely no, we're not going there. I'm not going to put myself in a position to be bullied by 14-year-old boys.
Again. So much PTSD. I know, darling. It's okay.
No, but there's always like rubbish there. Yeah. Yesterday there was just like Macca's wrappers and stuff, rubbish. Anyway, quite often there's broken bottles there,
glass and stuff.
Come on, kids are trying to play here.
Yeah.
You
can drink without smashing a bottle. Come on.
You hero.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I try and avoid taking them to this one next to Coles in Lawrence Playground. And then yesterday that we got out of the car, I'd picked them up from daycare and they were in kindy and... like, yeah, all right, they really were, you know, busting my chops about it. It's like, all right, 5 minutes. We'll go to the playground for 5 minutes, then we've got to get into Coles and get home.
Yeah.
So took them over there, playing. They're climbing up. They're going down the slide. Beautiful. Daddy's got a sore back, so I honestly, I can't run around after you. We can't play hide and seek.
Yeah.
You just play. And Goldie goes in under the slide where there's the little shop window.
Oh, yeah.
As all playgrounds have these days.
Mm.
She's selling ice cream.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is actually bark chips, so false advertising.
Yeah.
Fine, whatever. I'll play your game. Mm. I'll believe. I'm not eating them, though.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm on the outside of the window and Goldie's on the inside and I'm giving her bark chips for dollars and she's giving me handfuls of bark chips back as ice cream.
Amazing.
Beautiful. Imagination play.
Yeah.
The marvels of having a two-year-old child. Mm. And Indy's there playing with me as well. She's on my side. She's also a customer. And then we pay for some chocolate ice cream and Goldie goes back down for another handful of bark chips.
Yeah.
And comes up with this handful of bark chips. And what do I see sitting right in the middle of this handful of bark chips? A full fake eyelash.
Oh, thank God.
A full, like, from one side to... It's not just one little eyelash, yeah, but the whole
the full,
set.
The full set.
The whole, like, the bit that you would stick on your eyelid.
Oh, God. I didn't know where that was going.
I know. How exciting, eh? and I've looked at that and I've gone, knocked it out of her hand and gone, we are leaving. Yeah. This is the worst playground ever. We are never coming back here. How disgusting. Then we had to go to the supermarket and then I had to get him home before I could actually wash her hands.
No, nah.
Threw him in the shower, high pressure hose.
Yeah, good.
Pretty standard.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, there's a bit of a situation that is unfolding in Africa at the moment. It involves a cruise ship, a Norwegian Dawn ship. Has left tourists on an African island, some without their possessions, after they went on a private tour and it didn't get back in time. They were supposed to leave at 3.
Yep.
They weren't there and the ship was like, we can't wait for you. Bye-bye. And off they went.
Just left.
So there were Aussies as part of this.
Yeah.
And so they...
Some Americans as well.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so they've made their way by plane, ferry and car to Senegal, some 3,500 kilometres from where they started.
Trying to meet up with the ship at its next port.
Yeah, so it's been since last Wednesday, it's been unfolding. 8 cruisers have spent more than $7,000 in travel costs to get to the port in Senegal to get back on the Norwegian Dawn ship. Now, you know how we feel about cruising.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, all good people, but just nah.
Reason. Nah, this is another reason why you would never. Have you ever had that happen, though? Because it's tides. See, the thing that they would have the issues, well, like they've got to stay to a schedule, but they've also got to work with the tides when you're a ship, when you're on the water.
Correct. A giant, giant ship like that one. This is going to sound harsh because these people have probably been through hell. But the ship had to leave.
Mm.
If you're not there in time, it can't wait.
The fact that it's a structured private tour that they were on that just didn't make it back, though, makes me think, well, surely there needs to be some communication with the tour company or...
No. I was reading an article on this. This is where they said never, ever organise tours of where you're, the place that you're exploring... That's not through the ship lines.
So right. That's what they mean by
private tour companies. Yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Keep the money in the cruise line.
Yeah, true. The other thing you can do is never cruise.
No, that's exactly the main point of this whole thing.
It's the safest option, isn't it?
I would not have been okay. Could you imagine me? Jimmy would be like, it's fine. We've got time to get back to the ship. We've got so much time. And I'd be like, come on. Now we've got to go. And then we get there. They'd had their passports. Because the captain was like, here's their passports, but we're literally taking everything else.
Didn't they try and get like a little boat out to the ship was moored offshore somewhere and try to get a little boat out? And he's like, no, you can't come on.
Wow.
The embarkment process has already happened.
Oh my goodness, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. There was a pregnant woman and a paraplegic traveller as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That they just left there.
That's like, where I feel bad what I'm saying now, that you could have got them on and then left the others.
Yeah.
If you're all fine... Bad luck.
Oh,
get a watch.
Like a true parent. I've had kids. I'm better than everyone.
It'll make for a good story, though, won't it? Remember that time we got stuck in Africa? My best mate came to my bucks in Thailand when we went to Phuket, Patong, And we went on a tour, sort of like a not a cruise, but it was a little boat that goes out to there's an island that's a town, like it's a shanty town sort of arrangement.
Yeah.
And you go out and they've got markets there and they feed you. You have a big feast and then you go hit the markets. But again, the tides. So we went out there and we knew, I think it was 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock that we had to be back on the boat to get out of there. We all get back to the boat and where's Maddie, my best mate, who I'm the best man for. So yeah. This will definitely be part of his speech later this month at the wedding. But yeah, so.
Did you leave him behind?
No. Well, so we all got on the boat and did a head count. Oh, Maddie's not here. And I was like, well, we're not leaving. We're not leaving him in the middle of some bay off Thailand, you know.
But he would have been fine. He would have been off playing table tennis or something.
No,
like
he was not
playing table tennis.
I know what you're getting at. That's not what was happening.
Friendly.
We did that in Patong back at near the hotel.
You're off the chain at the moment, honestly.
Why?
Anyway, I had to run through this town screaming his name at the top of my lungs to try and find him. And we finally managed to reunite with him and he made his way back to the boat.
Like, Where was he?
He'd gotten lost. He'd gone to go to the toilet and he'd gotten lost and had to find his way back. And he's like, what's going on, guys? I'm like, have you seen the time?
Yeah. And anyway. Could the boat still leave?
No, they didn't. They stayed. They waited for us.
See, when you drop that, I'm Tom from K-Rock. It's international.
Yeah, really.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. G'day, Beck.
Hello. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Hi. Thank you, Beck. Great to see you.
Nice to see you all. And the smiling faces. Yep, I have to put on my tiptoes.
Yeah, I'm sitting down. You can't see me across the monitors because I'm sore.
Okay. What have you done?
Deadlifting. Let's not talk about it. It's not about the gym.
No, it's not about the gym. It's about lyrical headlines. And every week you have a theme for us, Beck. Have you got one for us this week?
I have. I thought we're in a new month. We had April Fool's earlier this week. So let's look at April Fool's, jokes, that sort of theme.
Oh, very nice. Cool. I got fooled. Did anyone else get fooled? I got fooled bad multiple times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to admit any?
No, that's all right.
We could get bogged down in it, but we won't. Because you need to read the lyrics like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Moggy.
Good start.
Ready to play. Best of three. Here we go. It's the, what is it, April Fool's?
April Fool's, yep. Jokers.
Edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I said the Joker is a wanted man.
Moggy.
Me.
The Joker and the Thief Wolf Mother?
Yes.
Oh, bang.
I said the Joker is a wanted man.
Yeah, baby.
Where were you on that one, Tom?
Thinking about me back? This song, I remember when this song first came out, it slapped.
Oh, yeah.
Far out. Such a good album too. All right, that's 1 point to Loggy. Well done.
Great song, Ben.
Mate.
No, thank you, Loggy.
Joker's edition, April sort of Fool's edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling
Loggy.
That something ain't right.
It is. I'm stuck in the middle with you. Why? Don't ask Tom.
I'm just trying to put you off.
It's stuck in the middle with you, but...
Lingy knows. Come on. It's right in his...
Yeah.
It's right in his wheelhouse.
It's
the Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, mate. It's right in Lingy's wheelhouse. Go on, mate. Go on.
Stuck in the middle with you, Steeler's wheel.
Yeah.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Thank you, Tom.
No worries, mate. No, you're right.
Oh, yeah, because Tom knew.
No, I did. That's why I said, don't worry. Sometimes it's not worth it, you know, pick your battles.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life. Is that the next song? Welcome to my life. It's a joke. All right, question number three. It's the Joker's edition, April Fool's.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I'm tired of the city life.
Lee.
Summer's...
I was sweating on this one. April Sun in Cuba, Dragon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Tom. You're on zero.
What's this?
Blame the back.
Good on you, mate. What's it? What? Hey.
Got it.
So so
I've been such an ally for you. This. What's this extra bit of lyrics that I have here for that song, though?
Well, just have a listen.
Hang on. Take me to the April sun in Cuba.
Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Oh,
I knew I could smell absolute garbage, trash.
And it was my performance today in Lyrical Heaven. Well done. Cameron Ling takes out the win. Stranger things have happened.
We're closing in on him, Log. Lyrical Headlines, Tommy's on 4, both of us are on 3.
Ooh.
I really do like the fact that we're keeping track this year, keeping school. All right, Beck, that was an awesome round. We'll have you back in next Thursday. Thanks so much.
Thank you. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Do you remember, I reckon 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, you went on a Bucks weekend to the Gold Coast?
Correct, yes, I do recall it well.
One of your good mates.
Yeah.
You were in charge of planning said weekend.
I'm the best man. My mate Matty's getting married in about 3 weeks' time. So, yeah.
Do you remember in reality who actually planned that weekend for
Absolutely.
You?
Cameron Ling did most of the planning. I told you how far I was down the path of planning the weekend. I had a couple of ideas and I'd booked me flights and accommodation, and you flipped right out.
My feeling was one of just absolute disgust and anger in the fact that you hadn't done more to plan around the weekend.
Sure.
Time to repay the favour.
Oh, okay.
I'm off to Adelaide this weekend. The footy world's headed there. Gather round's on. I'm heading over to do some commentary. I'm heading over to as part of a travelling party for the Geelong Footy Club too. It'll be a fun weekend. But I've got a few holes in my itinerary.
Oh, okay. Mm.
You're an Adelaidean of some note. Yeah. You've spent plenty of time there.
Yeah.
What should I do? Where should I go?
Well, what sort of times of day and what days?
Okay, well, let's start with brekkie.
Brekkie, okay. If you want to have a nice breakfast.
Okay, this can be done off air.
No, he's got to repay the favour. I want my weekend plan.
Yeah, he can book it for you and everything.
He won't. If he does it on air, then he's actually held to some account.
All right, they got some great cafes on Rundle Street at the end of Rundle Mall near East Terrace there. Go have a breakfast.
Isn't Rundle Mall where all the strip joints and everything are?
No, that's Hindley Street, mate.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Sorry.
Close, but not quite.
I thought you were sending me to where you can get kebabs and that's what I asked. Strippers.
That's why I asked what time of day you wanted to. Because if you go for a buffet, then yes, Hindley Street is the place to go.
Who doesn't love kebab and strippers for breakfast, though? Like, honestly, don't yuck my yum.
That's a good weekend.
What about of an evening?
Hindley Street. No, during the day, if you want something fun to do, go down Glenelg, go to Mosley Square. They've got Beach House there. The old Magic Mountain is no longer, but the beach house, you've got water slides. There you go. You have a bit of fun on the water slides.
Water slides.
Okay, not...
It's going to be 19 degrees over the weekend.
So, not the vibe.
Water slides are an anytime food.
I came up with, like, I got you go-karts, putt-putt golf, had beautiful lunch on the waterfront in Queensland.
Booked it all for you, too.
And you're offering me water slides.
And you, well... Yeah.
What else?
Pay the piper.
The thing is, your itinerary is already planned by someone who is not only planning it for you and 90 other people, but they're paying you to just show up and talk to people and be like, "Hey guys, I did all this." Yeah.
Don't get bogged down in the details.
Yeah, no. Give me
some options.
Pull another couple of corporate gigs. I tell you what, I wasn't doing on the Gold Coast is getting up and talking to the directors of some company about leadership and making bank while I was there.
See, he doesn't want to help me, does he?
I know.
I told you. The one thing you got to do in Adelaide is do a Shannon Knowles, go to Hindley Street, stand out the front of the Crazy Horse, shout, "Don't you know who I am?" until someone comes along and throws you in the watch house.
All right, done.
What a weekend. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.